Rocky Tommy Farming Limited. You heard from Matt Sumida? No show? Rosebray Farm Limited. Good afternoon, welcome. Mr. Clark, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. We've got your original submission, thanks for that, and also your pre-circulated evidence, so thank you for taking the time to do that. You don't need to read that to us, because we've already read it, but you're very welcome to outline the key points for us.
Okay, once again, my name's Stephen Clark. We are just halfway between Matera and Edendale on the main road there. Where the Bryden Hill is, you'll see a McNeil pumping shed down the bottom, and we've got the new cow shed up the top. That's where we are. Basically why I'm here today, we've got four calving pads. They're four pads. We only really use them at calving time. There are some photos there, and I'll just read a few. A bit about what I've submitted.
Yep.
We have four rows of macacaba trees which were originally planted to store hay underneath. They could be 100 years old. They provide excellent shelter and are warm and dry underneath. We use these pads for our cows to calve on during the spring when the soils are wet to save pasture damage. They are also dry and warm for newly born calves and a good way to hold cows onto hay and balage, which is a good diet for a cow about to calf, which will lead to fewer metabolic issues. These pads have half the area in rock for hay feeders and the other half is bark chips. The pads are kept clean as we don't want the cows getting dirty tits as they would lead to mastitis. When a cow calves, she lets down her milk, which opens the teat canals, and if there is a lot of muck around, it can hold mastitis causing bugs. This clean practice is proven as we are in the top 1% of Semitic cell count for Fonterra farmers. We carved down 495 cows, and each cow would be on a pad for approximately 5 days total. The bark chips will last about 3 years, and we'll spread them out in the summer. And there is a wee bit of muck under the feed as we spread that out each year. The cows pull hay out of the feeders. A lot of it they'll chew and they'll sprinkle it out, and it just tends to spread out and they end up sitting on that a lot. It's nice and warm and dry. And when the soil is dry, when we do get a good few days and we'll get them out on the crop, out on the paddocks. So you've got some photos there. There's more photos as well, if we can flick through them.
Yep, no, we've seen those, that's good.
I am worried that these pads could potentially be classified as a wintering pad when they are most certainly not. Rule 35A(i)(3B), 1st of January 2018, service no more than 100 cattle with a feed pad, or a wintering pad. And the rule is, or the recommendation, is for only one pad. I mean, that's what we're struggling with. I mean, we're doing the best we friggin' can, and yeah. Honestly, like, you know, one pad. We're spreading them out as thin as we can, and the rules just aren't really taking in a good management practice, really.
Yeah.
I completely agree with shutting down these pads that people are wintering on and they have no effluent system. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that, but when you're running 20 or 30 or 40 cows on these things for as short amount of time as you can, it's not helping these us guys yet. We also use them for, during the during May, if we get a really wet May and we've got to dry the cows off in a hurry, I can just throw a heap of hay on there and dry the cows off and sort of a day and a half sort of thing. It's a good tool like that rather than rotary hoeing a paddock. Yeah, so they're very versatile and they're a great thing. They're as good as a herd home. Yeah.
Okay. So we have anything else, or should we go to questions?
I think that's about it. Really, we're just like we're running low stocking rate as we can. We grew like we've got our leaching about 40 units of N for the last year or two, but we've used even less nitrogen this year and less feed, and that I'm hoping to be down around that 30-35. We are working really hard on that. We grow a lot of grass, so we have to have the stock to be able to eat that grass. If you're actually to work out our nitrogen leaching per milk solid, it would actually be really good. Hmm. But because, if you know what I mean, because it comes back to a hectare, so we're doing around 1,500 milk solids a hectare and 480 a cow. Like if, you know, 10 years ago, it would have been 10% less production with more inputs. Look, we're doing as best as we can. And this sort of a farm, if it was in Canterbury, they'd be running another 1,500 cows and putting twice as much nitrogen on and millions of litres of water. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If we have questions, questions?
So you're talking about a calving pad, or in terms of when heavy rain, you might just use these pads for short term.
Yeah, as little as possible.
So that one that's surfaced and it's got a fence along it, it's not a road that we're looking at, is that the pad? Not this one here. Several photos.
The one on here, or that's a lane, yeah.
Oh, there's a lane.
Yeah.
So that's what you were showing is a lane, not a pad. Isn't that photo there?
Yeah.
So the pads you use are like the previous photo.
Yeah, they're all the same. Yeah.
And you don't intend, you're not looking to have a wintering pad.
Oh, hey, we could have had silage on there years ago, yeah. You know, and it would. It would actually be the cheapest solution, but no, I just don't want to grow on it, and yeah, it's not the way we operate.
So the main thing is, I think it's quite a distinction between a wintering pad and
like, you know, a short term sort of
Thank you.
Yeah, your points are well made, and I don't need any further explanation.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lloyd.
So just clarification, really. I presume the N number you're quoting is actually Fonterra number.
Yeah, it's a Fonterra number.
Yeah, so we just need to be careful about that. Where it comes from, even though it's an overseas number, it's different processes. But I'm looking at Rule 35 and just picking up your concept, and I understand what you're saying. So we'll consider that as we work through the submission. So thank you.
Now, I've got a question for you. In your evidence, you talked about Rule 35, so you've obviously had a look at Rule 35. Do you remember it that, as well as the restrictions on the numbers of feed pads and how many cows, etc., there was a whole bunch of conditions, Roman numerals through the Romans?
Yeah, I do get a bit lost, yeah.
Okay, my question to you was going to be, can you meet all of those other conditions? And so, obviously, that's a bit hard for you to answer off the cuff.
Yeah.
Would you be able to look at that rule again for us?
Yeah.
And look at those other conditions, Roman numerals 2 through to 12, and then just send a note in, just an email is fine to one of our secretaries, I'll give you their email addresses, and just indicate whether or not you could live with the rest of those conditions, or just be interested in your view on that. Are you happy to do that little bit of homework for us?
Well, we're nowhere near any creeks or anything like that.
Yeah.
We do, I think we do apply, we are within all those rules, But it's just the, I mean, your roll is down to 10 gals.
Now, look, I understand that point, but my question is focused on those other conditions. Just when you get home, if you don't mind having a look at those, flicking an email and saying, yeah, I can live with all of those except maybe this one or that one, or just to give us a feel for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Now, Commissioner Rodway, who's not here, he's got a question for you, which I'll read out to you. His question goes like this. Is it possible that the feed pads under the Macacarpa trees lose nitrates to the groundwater?
Yeah, well, and that's what happens everywhere, though, isn't it? But we're limiting that by feeding hay, and the hay soaks it up, and by being on there as little as possible.
All right, thanks for that answer.
Does it pee? Has a pee in the anywhere? Does it go down to the groundwater? It happens to everyone, doesn't it?
Thanks very much for coming in.